This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Rosa Alcalá, author of My Other Tongue, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Douglas Kearney, reading The Thing of Nature That Defies or Defers Rather Than Presupposes Representation from A Natural History of Inequality. I'm cool standing, we say to the studio chaise's cooling board ambition. The photographer sets for a fruitless still life. Attempted portraits of us are inclined to landscape orientation. It isn't that we'd fisheye the lens, but that some eyes' lenses insist something fishy. The shutterbug keeps on checking that the camera's uncapped. We get it. Though, is it we be constricting light or vacate to rich space? Photog cocks a new angle, bent on composing what rubatos composure and composition. The camera calculates us as low light. Seems we might be a dim holt in a damp hull, or a damned hole in it or itself. Though is it we who be constricting eyes or melee them to sick race? And a one, two, three, say cheese, we say life. Inclined to insist on checking that constricting bent low might, damned in itself, sick too. This very teeming skeeves some. Its accommodations of objects into a body, its embodiment of objecthood. We are actor and scene, the frame only part of the production. We quit the sitting, since the work to our living's an off-camera oeuvre. That surveillance produces the nothing it suspects we are. Please don't throw me in that periphery, says the rabbit figment. About this poem. Some time ago, I read Black Kant, an essay by the genius poet and critic Fred Moten. In the essay, Fred listed 16 categories which comprised a natural history of inequality. I like writing poetry sequences, and the list was evocative, so I wrote a poem for each category, four to come get up to Fred's concept. This is the sequence's penultimate poem. I think that representation here is both about being depicted and advocated for. The speaker is aware the photographer in this poem means to misrepresent them, but remains trapped in the act of being framed. Pun intended.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.